for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The reason you don't have to look for a fight because people are going to be intimidated by you, especially evil spirits. So they will try to strategize against you. But like Jehoshaphat, when the enemy came against him, let's take a look at what happened. Verse number 3, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God, our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? How many know he is praising God? Come on, he's bragging on God right now. With his enemy, this formidable foe facing him, he starts to brag on God. Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. We see with these men of God that were prosperous, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, they lived a life so that was behind their praise. God could look upon and say, I must defend them. Their praise carries weight. They begin by praising God, bragging on God, rather than talking about the enemy that they were facing. And this is a problem that many have. They talk about the enemy versus bragging on God to their enemy. In the face of evil spirits, come on, when ain't nobody else around, you need to be bragging on your God. You need to be talking about what God's going to do about this here. God rules in the heaven. He sits high and looks low. Amen. This is but a grasshopper in God's sight. This mountain shall become a plain. In Jesus' name, every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. He is my lily of the valley. He is my bright and morning star. He is the beginning and the ending, author and finisher. Come on, start bragging on God. Come on, that's praising God when you start bragging on him. Come on, you release a praise, and he inhabits that praise. Jehoshaphat began to praise. Amen. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1, mark it down, verse 3 through 9, and then 10 and 11. Verses 3 through 9, we know, take note that the first thing they did, they praised. He acknowledged God, and then he set his eyes upon him. Take your eyes off of your situation. Abraham, take your eyes off of Sarah, off of the condition of your body. Set your eyes on me. They praised, they acknowledged, and they set their eyes upon him. In verse 14, when they did this, look at somebody, tell them God began to move. In verse 14, then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. When you praise, when you acknowledge God, when you set your eyes upon him, tell somebody, get ready for a move. In verse 18, when God spoke through that prophet In verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Look at somebody, they praised God. They worshiped. They lifted their voice up on high. As they did that, I'm certain that God began to give them divine strategies. See, stuff starts happening when you praise God. When you praise God, keep your ear tuned. Keep your spirit sensitive. Revelation will start to flow to you. God will start getting creative. Because after they praise, after they worship, the next thing, something came to Jehoshaphat. In verse 21, it says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. And to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Revelation came to Jehoshaphat to send the singers out before the army. Come on, as they worshiped, as they praised, God dropped it in his spirit. Send out the singers first. Now you would think about a moment. This is a formidable foe. These are three nations gathered together. Hostile. But he's going to send out the singers first. Their weapon is their song. Their weapon is their praise. Their weapon is their worship. Come on, he got revelation from God to send out. He appointed singers. And in verse 22, and when they begin to sing and to praise, somebody say, when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. When he appointed singers and they begin to sing and praise, the Lord sent ambushes. When we are praising, whether congregationally or separately, when what's behind your praise is pure, and you are praising God, God sends out ambushes. In other words, he's going out to ambush your enemy. Come on, before they can get to you, he's going to ambush them. They're waiting to ambush you. God's going to ambush them. Hello? As a matter of fact, he'll have your enemy fighting one another. Before they get to you, they'll be fighting each other. He'll send that confusion the enemy wants to put on you back into the camp to where they can't get along, and they defeat themselves, they destroy themselves ever before you get there. The Bible says, he that rolls a stone, it shall roll back on him. He that digs a ditch shall fall therein. He that breaks a hedge, the serpent's going to bite him. So what the enemy meant for evil for you, God turns it around for good for you and puts it on your enemy. Amen. That's the vengeance. That's what is written. Now, if you'll learn to wait on God, and while you wait, you praise. While you wait, you give him adoration. While you wait, you brag on him. While you wait, you free yourself from all unholiness. You free yourself of attitudes and ungratitude. You free yourself and you learn to give God praise. He sends forth ambushes. Angels go into the midst. One angel was smiting them all night long. When they arrived the next morning, corpses, none escaped. The Lord set ambushes. Verse 24. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Catch this. There's some stuff that can escape your binding and loosing. There's some stuff that can escape your wisdom. But there's no enemy that can escape your praise. Come on, I said there's no enemy. I don't care how formidable he is. I don't care how numerous they are. There's no enemy. It says, and none escaped. They didn't raise one sword. They praised and they worshiped. Verse 24 and 25. And when Judah came toward the watchtower, none had escaped. 25. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Come on. Your praise will bring to you spoils of war. A war you didn't have to fight. Verse 27. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries, when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. See, your praise is going to cause you to return with joy. Everything the devil throws at you, any predicament he tries to put you in, your praise is going to cause you to return back with joy. Come on, somebody. You ain't going to come back defeated. You're not going to come back with aches and pains. Amen. A testimony. No, you're going to come back with joy. You're going to come back saying, look what my God has done. Look what only God could do for me. They came back with joy, and there was fear put on the nations round about them. Well, you let God fight your battles. Let me just say it this way. Folk gonna be scared of you. Listen, you ain't gonna have to say certain things. You're not gonna have to look at them mean. You're not gonna have to scowl at people and act mean. Just be yourself. Because God himself is going to put the fear of you upon the nations around you. People are going to fear you. They're going to fear offending you. They're going to fear coming against you, because stuff happens to them when they mess with you. It still holds true. God says, touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Tell somebody, God's fighting your battle for you. Don't be afraid. They're afraid of you.
We have come to the close of part 3 of Before Zion Prevails, Behind Every Praise. When you praise God, keep your ears tuned. Keep your spirit pure. Revelation came to Jehoshaphat through praise. 2 Chronicles 20 and 21 states, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.